This lesson focuses on forgiving yourself. When we feel like our past has made us broken somehow, or we have mistakes that we can't recover from, we tend to feel like we're doomed to repeat those mistakes, or we aren't deserving of anything good. So forgiveness is a huge part of moving on into a new phase of your life. We tend to hold on to things. Maybe that big mistake we just talked about. Sometimes it's small. Maybe in the past you've been a toxic girlfriend, holding on to jealousy, or holding things against your partner. Maybe you weren't a great daughter or mother. Maybe you keep replaying one hurtful thing you said to your loved one. Maybe you kicked a cat 10 years ago. Whatever it is you're holding on to, forgiving yourself is a big part of moving on and creating something new. Without forgiving yourself, you can shame spiral and end up holding yourself to those old patterns. You start to self-identify with them. You know how people tend to ask, "What's your biggest regret?" Well, I know a lot of us are pretty used to saying, "I don't have regrets," because we've heard that that's the healthy way to live. But here's where it gets tricky. There's a difference between burying your past mistakes and forgiving yourself, accepting yourself, and loving yourself through it all, in spite of those mistakes. If you just bury things you regret, you can start doing damage on a subconscious level. You might be consciously trying to create new patterns, but then self-sabotage. And self-sabotage is tricky because it shows up as procrastinating on goals or picking fights with someone you love, because deep down, you don't think you deserve love or you don't really expect it to work. But it's important to remember that we do things because they're patterns, not because that's who we are. And sometimes these patterns aren't even our fault. We might have seen examples of this behavior when we were young, or we learned that behavior through old relationships, or past situations we were put in, or past traumas we've been through, or the way other people have hurt us. And the truth is, everyone is doing the best they can with what they know at the time. You did the best you could with what you knew at the time. Repeat after me. I did the best I could with what I knew at the time. One more time. I want you to say it out loud. I did the best I could with what I knew at the time. That was my mantra when I was growing out of my younger self, and it's my mantra when I screw up now. So feel free to share in the comments below. Opening up and being vulnerable is actually one of the most healing practices that there is. I know it's been for me, and it inspires other people to speak their truth as well. If you don't want to share, that is totally, totally fine. Things are raw, so listen to yourself on what feels right to you. But I do encourage you to explore what it would feel like to completely let go of that action or moment, and then change it to the present tense. I'll give you an example. I released the past so I can step into the future with pure intentions. I'm able to heal from the hurt and pain of what I have caused. I'm capable of moving beyond my mistakes, and I accept and love myself through it all. Now revel in how much lighter you feel. Sit in stillness and visualize releasing that thing or that moment. A great way to do this is to think of the actions that you wish you took instead, and then visualize that happening. So instead of screaming at your mother that one day, you embraced her. Or instead of stealing those earrings from your college roommate, you bought her a gift and you left it on her bed. Or instead of feeling like you neglected your father his whole life, yep, I'm bringing up a personal one, I went over there once a week and I sat with him. Visualization is powerful. In my mind, I'm recreating it through energy, and so it can have the same effect as if it actually happened. So play with these ideas and figure out what works for you. This is a collective release, so don't hold back. Your energetic decisions can positively affect the whole. Trust the process, and I'll see you in the next lesson.